This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Veetandrani Rajana. The headlines. Election Commission of India announces a special revision of electoral rolls for Assam with January 1st, 2026 as the qualifying date. Election Commissioner of India, Dr. S. Sandhu, attends a review meeting in Tawang District in Arunachal Pradesh. The district-level Nipun Utsav 2025 held at Unakoti Kalakshetra in Kailashahar to celebrate the third anniversary of the Nipun Tripura mission. The CAU Regional Agri-Fair 2025-26 held at College of Agriculture, Kadamkulai, Meghalaya. And other news in detail. The Election Commissioner of India yesterday announced a special revision of electoral rolls for Assam with January 1st, 2026 as the qualifying date, officially setting a separate course for updating the state's voter lists ahead of its assembly election early next year. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma welcomed the Election Commission's decision to undertake a special revision of the electoral rolls in the state and assured the state government's full cooperation. According to the schedule, pre-revision activities including house-to-house verification by booth-level officers will run from the 22nd of November to the 20th of December 2025. The integrated draft electoral roll will be published on December 27th, with the final list scheduled for publication on February 10th, 2026, preparing the rolls for state elections due before May. This special revision stands somewhere between the annual special summary revision and the special intensive revision of electoral rolls. The ECI on October 27th had clarified that SIR not be implemented in Assam due to separate provisions of the Citizenship Act 1955 under Section 6A, and the Supreme Court monitored ongoing NRC process in the state. The Election Commissioner of India, Dr. S. Sandhu, attended a review meeting in Tawang District in Arunachal Pradesh on Sunday. He was accompanied by State Chief Electoral Officer P.K. Sain and Deputy CEO Shania Mize. During the meeting, Dr. Sandhu emphasised on the Commission's commitment to ensure smooth, inclusive and transparent elections. District Election Officer Tawang Namgyal Angmo highlighted about Tawang and its continuous preparations and electoral exercises. The Deputy CEO Shania Mize and CEO P.K. Sain outlined the state-level progress, achievements and ongoing initiatives aimed at strengthening electoral processes. Later, the Election Commissioner visited several polling stations to assess facilities in polling stations firsthand. He is scheduled to inspect polling stations located in remote interior areas near the international border today. The district-level Nipun Utsav 2025 was held yesterday at Unakoti Kalakshetra in Kailashahar to celebrate the third anniversary of the Nipun Tripura mission. The program was attended by Social Welfare and Social Education Minister Tinku Roy as the chief guest. In his address, the minister said that Nipun Bharat and Nipun Tripura were launched under the national education policy introduced during the tenure of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Through this initiative, children are developing skills, ideals and values. Students aged 3 to 9 are gaining confidence along with improvement in mathematical abilities. Speeches were also delivered by Unakoti Zila Parishad Sabhadipati Amalendu Das, District Magistrate Dr. Tamal Majumdar and District Education Officer Prashanta Kilikdar, among others. Stalls showcasing teaching and learning materials were set up at the venue, along with stalls offering indigenous nutritious food. A total of 46 children were awarded for their achievements. Commemorative gifts were also presented to cluster resource persons and block resource persons. Minister Tinku Roy also unveiled a booklet highlighting the achievements of Unakoti District under the Nipun Tripura mission. The inaugural ceremony of the CAU Regional Agri-Fair 2025-26 was held yesterday at the College of Agriculture, Kadamkulai, Meghalaya. The event was graced by several distinguished dignitaries, including Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar as the chief guest, Timothy D. Shira, Minister for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Fisheries and Tourism, Government of Meghalaya, Kamakhya Prasad Tasa, Member of Parliament, and H.C. Chaudhary, Principal Secretary to the Governor of Meghalaya, who attended as guests of honour. This event was organised by the Central Agricultural University, CAU, Imphal, under the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Government of India, and the fair revolved around the theme, Reaching the Lost Mile with Agri-Revolution, Cultivating Hope One Mile at a Time. In his address, Governor C.H. Vijayashankar highlighted that India is an agrarian nation with nearly 70% of its population dependent on agriculture for livelihood. He emphasised that national progress is deeply tied to the advancement of farmers, and agriculture and forests together form the backbone of sustainable development. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday inaugurated the newly constructed building of the Jengjal Police Station, terming it one of the finest police infrastructure projects in the state. The inauguration marks a significant step in strengthening law and order mechanisms in the strategically important Jengjal area. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister highlighted that a dedicated police infrastructure renovation fund has been created to ensure systematic development and upgrading of facilities across the police department. He emphasised that because of the location of Jengjal, an area witnessing increasing socio-cultural and developmental activities, including the Megong Festival and the upcoming operationalisation of Jengjal Airport, the police station would play a crucial role in enhancing public safety, policing efficiency and rapid response. He informed that although the Jengjal Airport project is progressing, extended procedural requirements are still going on, he added. The Speaker of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, Thomas A. Sangma, on Sunday formally inaugurated the Meghalaya Pavilion at the India International Trade Fair 2025 at Bharat Mandapam, Pragati Maidan, New Delhi. In his address, the Speaker highlighted the state government's firm commitment to strengthening market linkages for Meghalaya's entrepreneurs and expanding the state's presence at premier national trade platforms. He noted that Meghalaya's participation at IITF reflects a clear vision to promote its products, talent and cultural identity before a wider national audience, and urged entrepreneurs to fully utilise the platform to build new networks and secure long-term trade partnerships. This year, Meghalaya is represented by a dynamic delegation of 42 entrepreneurs, including 24 entrepreneurs from Prime Startup Ecosystem. They are showcasing their products across 12 stalls in 3 batches, covering an impressive range of items such as handloom and handicrafts, woodcraft, pottery, beverages and spices, and a variety of food processed products, including jams, juices, candies, chips, pickles, teas and other indigenous offerings. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main on Saturday attended the 63rd commemoration of Battle of Walong in Anjao District. He visited Helmet Top War Memorial and paid floral tribute to the martyred soldiers of 1962 Battle of Walong. He also inaugurated a high flag post with the national tricolour. Recalling the events of 1962, he said, "The sacrifices of the 388 martyrs of Walong will forever remain engraved in the nation's collective memory." He expressed gratitude to the families of the brave soldiers, honouring their strength and enduring sacrifice. He said the government is committed to develop Walong into a major historical and tourism destination by initiating annual sunrise festival, a war memorial museum, and improving digital and road connectivity. He also met veteran war hero of Walong, Honorary Captain Retired Karnail Singh. He also inaugurated a new tourist infrastructure at Barakundan under Kibitu Circle. To commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of the Iron Man of India, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Sardar Patel at 150 Padyatra was organised by My Bharat Itanagar along with the state government yesterday at Itanagar in Arunachal Pradesh. On the occasion, the Padyatra was jointly flagged off by Rajya Sabha MP Nabam Rabia, MLA and Advisor to Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Chow Zingu Namchung and Mayor IMC Tame Pasang from Dera Nathung Government College, which concluded at Tennis Court near IG Park. On the occasion, Rajya Sabha MP Nabam Rabia said, "Today, the essence of Sardar Patel's vision must reflect in everyone's commitment to make India truly self-reliant. Atmanirbhar Bharat is not only an economic mission, but a national mindset rooted in unity, responsibility, skill, dignity of labour and Swadeshi spirit. The youth of Arunachal Pradesh must emerge as frontline contributors to this mission, carrying forward the ideals of national integrity that Sardar Patel lived for." And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.